Well, it don't matter with me.
Okay.
We all colored people.
Yeah. I just wondered, though, because some people, you know, some people prefer to be called Negroes than they do colored people.
Mm.
And I was raised to say colored people, and so sometimes it's hard for me to remember. Okay, let's see now. I hate to ask this question, but I didn't make up this questionnaire, and so I'm going to ask it anyway, and if you don't want to answer it, you don't have to. You and I both know that there's some words that some people might use to refer to call members of your race that you wouldn't like. And I wondered if... what is a word like that you wouldn't like for somebody to call you?
Well... I don't know hardly what to say about that, but there is some kind of a slang way to use like that, in talking to people like that, but I just pass it up myself, because
uh-huh.
It don't make much difference with me.
Yeah, it really doesn't matter what people call you anyway, does it?
Person ever was, regardless of what they are, regardless of color or kind.
Yeah, person's a person no matter what color his skin is.
Person.
Okay, now let's see. Do you know, I know you wouldn't say anything like this, but do you know of any uncomplimentary terms, of any way that a colored person might refer to a white person? You know, colored people don't like to be called niggas. And is there a term like that for white people, that colored people would call white people? I mean, they wouldn't say it to their face, you know, but are there some words like that?
Well, there's some people call them, give them nicknames like that.
Well, can you think of one? I was talking to a boy down here who said that Whitefoot was a term like that, you know. Have you ever heard that, Whitefoot? You ever heard any others?
Yes, I've heard other call. Some people call them crackers,
uh-huh.
Things like that.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, what do you call a member of my race? You call yourself a Negro or a colored person, and what would you call a member of my race?
Well, we call them white people.
Okay. Now, let's see. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much and his young son carelessly broke it. You might say that the man got awfully what?
Careless.
No. Now, if the man wasn't careless, it was his son that was careless. And the boy was careless and he broke the fishing rod. And you might say that the man got awfully what about it?
Oh, angry?
Yeah, okay. Now, suppose you'd been working very hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, man, I'm really...
tired.
Okay. Let's see. Let's see. After the little boy smoked 3 cigars, one right after the other, he what?
I don't know much. Smoke 3 right after a dollar.
Okay, well, let me...
That's it. Make him drunk. It might drunk him if he ain't used to smoking them.
Well, he'd get sick, too, wouldn't he? Probably.
Yes.
Well, would you say if he smoked one right after the other, he became ill or he got sick or he took sick or he was taken sick? Which way would you say it?
Well, they said he got sick after he smoked the cigar.
Okay. Maybe he learned a lesson, too. If a person has a sick feeling down here, you'd say he feels sick where?
In his stomach.
Okay. What do you call a noisy celebration right after?